Okay, so I'm just going to talk through the instructions from the third and the fourth tetra of Anapanasati, and then I'll guide your meditation. Okay, okay, so in the third tetrad, we have the first instruction is to practice breathing in, experiencing the mind, and breathing out, experiencing the mind. And the question that comes is, how is that different from the previous instructions of working with mental activity? And we can look to the Foundations of Mindfulness Sutta for a clue here, and just be present with the state of the mind. So in the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, we see that the examination of mind has to do with noticing whether this is a mind affected by greed, or maybe it has no greed, that there's aversion or ill will or hatred or something present or not, delusion is present or not, and then other possibilities, like is it a contracted mind or a distracted mind? Is the mind concentrated or not? And you don't have to go through those, you just once with the mental activity has calmed down, then you can just notice the general state of the mind and work with it accordingly. And then the next instruction is breathing in and breathing out, gladdening the mind, so lifting it up. So whatever state we find the mind in, like so many other things in the Buddha's teachings, you turn towards it, you're aware of it as it is, and then you do what you are able to do to move it in the right direction. So gladdening the mind can be done through reflecting on things that inspire you, like the qualities of the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, your own virtue, your own generosity, those kinds of things. And you may have your other own ways of lifting up the mind, and you're moving continually here in the direction of concentration or immersion, samadhi. And obviously none of this stuff happens on a schedule. So when we're listening to a guided meditation, the chances are it's not going to go at the pace that you need to go at. So this is the training wheels, you might say. We're learning the instructions, or revisiting them. Maybe you've worked with them many times. If you've worked with them so many times, you don't have any need for these instructions, and you can ignore me entirely. It's perfectly fine. So at this point in the development of the meditation, it's also possible to gladden the mind with the Brahma-viharas. And it's possible through the Brahma-viharas to go into samadhi. And regardless of how the mind goes into samadhi, then of course you can stay there for whatever amount of time until you're done. When that happens, the instruction is freeing the mind or releasing the mind. And the way I see this is that that's the point where you're not quite in samadhi anymore, or at least there is some shift that makes it possible to start investigating Dhamma, because that's what the next tantrat is. And most of the time in the suttas, it talks about investigation of Dhamma coming on the heels of a period of samadhi. So that's likely what's implied here. And when we move into that next tetrad, the first instruction is to breathe in and breathe out, observing impermanence. Really contemplating impermanence. And the step after that is contemplating fading away. It's viraga, which is dispassion, but it also can mean fading away. So when we get a real sense of impermanence, we see that everything is impermanent, falling apart. What fades away is our desire for it. So that's why it can be dispassion, or you can have that sense of just the interest in its fading. And so we're reflecting on that, observing it or investigating that aspect of the process of the path. And the third instruction in this tetrad is breathing in, breathing out, observing cessation. That the interest in, the clinging to, desire for, or aversion of is gone. Noticing that cessation. No more clinging. And then the fourth instruction of letting go, or sometimes it's relinquishment, it's just the complete dropping of that attachment. At least that's how I relate to these instructions. So let's meditate. By noticing our posture and adjusting it a little bit if needed. If the body feels pretty comfortable, we can leave it. The spine is relatively straight. But we're not holding stiffly or tight. Just relax. And we consciously, deliberately establish mindfulness right here. And we turn our attention to our breath. We're aware that we're breathing in. And we're aware that we're breathing out. And we start to pay attention to the length of the in-breath and the length of the out-breath. Following the in-breath from its very beginning to its end. That space where it turns, following the out-breath from its very beginning to its end, and that little space before the next in-breath begins, and we're observing it. How deep or how heavy, how light. And don't worry if breath changes or seems to change, because it's being observed. You're not making an effort to change it, you're just watching it. And we want to make sure we're not tensing up around observing the breath, or just casually, kindly present with this. And of course, if the mind misses a breath, an in-breath or an out-breath, you bring it back right away. And there are different approaches to this. Some people make an effort to stay at this level of the instructions for a long time, until they feel really adept at staying present with each in-breath and each out-breath, evaluating it for a long time. But personally, I've found it more useful that when my mind begins to become bored with this, I open my awareness to take in the whole body. Staying present with each in-breath, aware that I'm breathing in, and experiencing the whole body. We're aware that we're breathing out, and we're experiencing the whole body. and we're sensitive to the whole body. And I notice in myself there's this attitude of kindness towards the body. And an interest in it. Still aware of each in-breath and each out-breath. I might have the sensation or the perception that the in-breath comes in and it fills the whole body, spreads through it. And when you breathe out, instead of thinking really about the air going out of the body or the energy shifting out of the body, all I do is let the body relax. The exhalation, I know I'm breathing out and the body relaxes. And this starts to carry the process forward to the next instruction, just to calm the body. But we don't have to do this as discrete instructions. It's a process. And when it becomes natural, then one step just flows into another. And sometimes it's so easy that it seems like some steps are missed, and that's completely fine. The whole point is to move into samadhi. Mindful, aware, bright, relaxed, letting go. So we breathe in and breathe out, calming the body. And as the body becomes more calm, it's natural that there are certain sensations that begin to arise. It's the way that you know that your body is calm, that you're present and aware. Our attention staying with our breath and also having this presence with the body. This is something we learn to do, so that we're present, alert. We're not scattered. We're not dull. We're right there. And we can encourage, or even if we only really just observe, this process of tranquility coming in, the body becoming calm, and these feelings of joy or happiness begin to arise. We notice maybe just hints in the beginning of pleasant feeling. You might feel some kind of sensation in your hands or the top of your head. Just notice and stay present, knowing you're breathing in when you're breathing in. You know you're breathing out when you're breathing out. Happy and peaceful. You're not trying to do anything, but you're aware of what's going on. You're aware of how your body feels. You're aware of any pleasant sensations. And you can actually encourage those sensations to expand. They might come to fill the whole body. And if there isn't anything like that happening, that's okay. No problem. Just be open to what might arise and how it feels for you when you become tranquil, peaceful, contented, present. And we notice the mind, any mental activity as we breathe in, aware of the activity of the mind. And as we breathe out, we're aware of the activity of the mind. We don't have to go into it, analyze it, follow it. The main thing is to notice and then invite it to become calm. It's okay, it's delightful for the mind to calm down, or the activity of the mind to become more and more still. To let go. And as we breathe in, we can bring your attention to the mind, to the state of the mind. Maybe by now it's calm, peaceful. There's no desire, nothing you want to get rid of. In case there is something that's still pulling, we can uplift the mind, gladden it, bring in a perception that's beautiful, uplifting, spiritually inspiring. So that the mind is in a state of happiness. And ease, peace. And from here we just open ourselves to rest in that peace and stillness. Still using that in-breath and out-breath as an anchor, as a basis. As it is needed. We can also let it go. If the mind drifts or there's any activity there, definitely stay present with the in-breath and the out-breath. Reestablish your mindfulness. There's no value in following the thoughts. Let the mind become as still as it can be. At this stage, insight can arise, but we can't make it happen. So just stay present. Now, of course, when you're meditating on your own, you stay at each stage as long as it's needed or as long as you want to, as long as the mind wants to stay there. But for our purposes, we're going to move on to the fourth tetrad. And as you breathe in and you breathe out, bring up the reflection or the perception, you might say, of impermanence. This can be very simple. Some image from nature. Or of your own body, or of the changing conditions in your mind, in your breath, in the room. Anicca is the sea we swim in. It's all around us, in everything, every experience, every object. Breathing in, reflecting on impermanence, breathing out, contemplating impermanence. And breathing in, we can contemplate this passion fading away. And breathing out, reflecting on this passion fading away. Sometimes the things that we thought were so important, we know just don't matter very much. Some of the things we've wanted or come to, just not worth clinging to, falling apart. Sand slipping through our fingers. And we're no longer wanting to hold on to it. Let it go. Mental states that we've clung to. fading away. Breathing in, noticing cessation. Breathing out, noticing cessation. What it feels like when we let go, what it feels like when we're not clinging anymore. Breathing in, observing, letting go. Breathing out, observing, letting go. Letting go of people. Letting go of self. Letting go of fear. Whatever it might be. Practicing letting go.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.